Kuskokwim Chinook salmon, or kings as they are known locally, did not make it to the spawning grounds this year, as managers had expected. Counting projects are showing the lowest escapements in history for nearly all of the river's tributaries. As KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports from Bethel, managers and residents are trying to make a plan for next year.
Just how bad the run has been was discussed in a five-hour meeting in Bethel this week.
We are in a crisis here on the Kuskokwim.
Beverly Hoffman is co-chair of the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group.
While the lower river did very well, people upriver did not get king salmon.
That's the crux of the issue. The river saw a few fishing restrictions this year, and the lower river residents loaded up. Some families caught, cut, dried, and smoked over 100 king salmon for the winter. That's not a lot compared to what they're used to. But it is a lot compared to last year, when the run was heavily restricted in order to meet escapement goals. The escapement goals were cut way back this year. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game changed the model for coming up with the escapement figures, so the goals dropped from about 127,000 to 65,000 fish. But even the lower number was not met. Kevin Schaberg is a researcher for the state.
You know, we were kind of caught off guard with how the run materialized this year.
He and other managers thought the king run was late this year, but it ended up dropping off unexpectedly.
Based on what the management strategy was going into the season, we thought we had enough fish for subsistence and escapement.
The subsistence needs on the Kuskokwim River haven't changed much in decades. River residents have consistently needed about 75,000 kings a year. What has changed is the concentration of the population. While some upriver villages have grown smaller, Bethel's population has expanded from about 1,000 people to over 6,000 in the last 50 years. Federal fish managers are also concerned with the low returns.
It's bad.
Tom Doolittle is the acting manager for the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge, which covers the Kuskokwim River. He says this year's run is just the latest in a string of consecutive poor years.
You have to obviously look at conservation measures first and foremost.
And restrictions are in the forecast. Schaberg says the state will likely impose restrictions at the beginning of next season, and those measures could see support from the river's residents. In this week's Bethel meeting, the working group heard from dozens of people concerned about the King Run. Several tribes have submitted resolutions asking for conservation. The working group has about 20 recommendations they are looking at, everything from gear restrictions to fishing schedules to limiting choke points on the lower river. What everyone seems to agree on is that everyone has to be part of the solution. Again, Beverly Hoffman.
There's just too much pressure by too many people on the king salmon, and we cannot sustain the population with that kind of pressure.
The run has changed over the decades by commercial fishing, ongoing subsistence needs, and likely other unknown factors in the sea. There are fewer large fish returning. Yet Doolittle remains optimistic. He says the refuge will be consulting with the region's tribes to come up with solutions.
I always look at this fishery as being one of the best, the remaining best wild runs of Chinook salmon, you know, in the world.
Doolittle and others living on the Kuskokwim just don't want to see the King Run disappear like so many others have. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.